Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said, don't let your pride become inflated. You may have to swallow it someday. We're happy to have this privilege of Bible meditations, and we're glad that you're listening. We encourage you to tell others about the program and do what you can in spreading the word in regard to our Bible program. We want to now return to our study, and we're talking about the fact that God wants all to be saved. But to say that God wants all to be saved does not mean that all will be saved. The Bible teaches very plainly that there will be some lost. Read the 7th chapter, the book of Matthew, and verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father in heaven. Now, you couldn't read that verse without realizing that some people are going to say, Lord, Lord, and expect to go to heaven. But instead of that happening, they must do the will of the Lord in order for them to be eligible, if that's a good word, in regard to heaven. I'm suggesting to you that the passage that we're thinking about and what we're talking about, all of this points out the fact that there is a possibility of a person being lost. Now, if you listen to the average person on the street today, you would get the idea that nobody is going to be lost. If the town, well, the worst person you know in the town, if he dies, someone will say, he's up there with Jesus right now. He's going to be in heaven, even though he has never done anything during his lifetime to prepare himself for a home in heaven. Does it naturally follow that death purifies a man's soul, and that when he dies, every sin he's committed is forgotten, and he goes automatically to be with the Lord in heaven? Friends, you couldn't read the Bible and believe the things that are recorded in the Bible and come out with that conclusion. The Bible is very emphatic. There is something to do in order for a person to go to heaven. One person put it this way: heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. God made ready heaven for us, but we must make ready to go to heaven. And so, because we want to be saved, doesn't mean we're going to be saved. And because a person just dies, that doesn't mean they're automatically saved. But there are certain things God wants, and one of them is he wants us to be saved. But there are requirements on our part in order for that to be the case. We looked at a passage in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, where Peter says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wants all men to repent. Does that mean automatically they will do that? Of course not. He just simply gives us the opportunity to make our lives right with him. Paul, writing to Timothy, pointed out that this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. When I tell you God wants all to be saved, that's what the Bible says. But notice also, coming to a knowledge of the truth is a part of that process. God wants all to be saved, but we must come to a knowledge of the truth, and that implies we learn and are obedient to the truth of the gospel of Christ. Well, keeping all of that in mind, the question is, since hell is such a terrible place, and since there is so much sadness and sorrow in connection with being lost, what will God do? How far will he go to make possible my salvation? Well, let's look at what the Bible says about that. First of all, as much as God wants me to be saved, God will not take away my freedom of choice. You and I are not robots placed here upon the earth, and we do just what we're ordered to do and have no choice or say in the matter. There's a doctrine called Calvinism, which includes the idea that God is sovereign, and therefore anything that is done by mankind is done by the sovereign will of God, and God could look down and arbitrarily decide, you'll be saved, and to another decide, you'll not be saved, and there's not a thing in the world that man can do to change that state or condition. Calvin said the number was so fixed of those who would go to heaven that it could not be diminished from or added to. And so the idea of his teaching was that God already, before you were born, determined where you will be eternally. Well, if you're on the right side, that sounds good. If God arbitrarily looked down and said, you're not going to be saved and you don't have a chance, there's nothing you could do that would make things any different, you're lost, wouldn't that make life futile? It would make our efforts of no avail, and it would cause people to think, why should I do anything? If it's already predetermined what I'm going to receive, then why should I do anything? If there ever has been a doctrine that has contributed to immorality, it would be the doctrine that God determined before you were born whether you're going to be saved or lost. And very clearly, the logical conclusion of that doctrine is that if I'm already on my way to destruction, what difference does it make whether I put forth any effort or little effort or no effort? The idea is simply that God has already decided that. Well, friends, the Bible is filled with passages which teach the very opposite of that. It amazes me that anyone could read the Bible and come out with the conclusion that God made up his mind before we were born as to our eternal destiny. I look at a passage in Matthew 7, 13 and 14. The passage says, enter ye in to the straight gate. Now, in view of Calvinism, if that were true, wouldn't this sound silly? Enter ye in. The answer could come back, well, what else can I do if God's already determined that? Well, certainly the choice is being left there in our hands. Now, in our study tomorrow, we'll look at some more passages which deal with decisions that we make on our part having to do with our redemption. We appreciate being with you today and remind you that it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to